Welcome back to the Gore Girls Podcast. This is a Little Horrors bonus episode.
Hello! I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
And this is a Little Horrors episode. I haven't figured out a great way that I want to introduce the episode because
that was good.
when I was editing the last one, it was in the like little jingle music I made for it. It says this is a Little Horrors episode, and then the music's over, and I say, "Hello, this is a Little Horrors episode."
So it's just a little redundant.
So yeah.
This is it.
Cool. All right, so today we're going to have a quick little discuss on Hatchet.
Whoa.
It was made in 2006. It was directed by...
someone who should never make a movie ever again.
Oh, I have it.
I can't remember his name.
Something.
Adam Green.
Yes.
Oh, Adam.
Adam Green. Mr. Adam Green.
Stick to something other than movies.
Like, probably anything else. But, if you haven't seen this one, you know, it's a really horribly acted gore fest.
Porno.
That's basically, it's the only point of this movie is the gore.
It's tits and gore. It.
And boobs, yeah.
Lots of boobs. A lot of titties.
Yeah.
Same boobs. Right. A lot of times.
Just a lot
Except
of times.
Except for in the intro sequence.
Oh, yeah.
There's like
yeah,
100
yeah, yeah.
different sets of boobs. And I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah.
100
sets. What's funny about that is like when we decided to do this for our little summers, or not our little summers, our little horror for Killer Summer.
Uh-huh.
I distinctly remember it being in the summertime. And then the opening scene, it's fucking Mardi Gras, which
it's
is
Mardi
in
Gras,
February.
It's like-
that's okay.
Oh, that's not
It has
okay.
a summer vibe.
But then they're talking- I honestly didn't vibe. Even put that together. I'm going to be real honest.
Halloween and shit. So I'm like, okay, yeah. Clearly they don't know what's going on either.
They don't
so
even
it's
know.
Summer, no. It's a summer movie.
And
you heard it here, folks.
I didn't even put that together. I'm going to be real honest.
I will tell you that the boobs in the beginning didn't even bother me that much because I was like, okay, it's Mardi Gras. Fine.
Well, yeah, that's like, that's
but then
what
it
they
was
do
like
there.
So consistent with those two girls. I was like, shut the fuck up. I couldn't wait for them to die.
I could not wait.
I'm going to tell you right now that I did not like this movie and I fell asleep. And then I had
oh,
to
fell
rewatch.
Asleep?
Totally fell asleep. How I thought funny. It was so boring. It was the longest hour and 24 minutes of my entire fucking life. And I had to rewatch the last 30 minutes because I just fell asleep.
I watched the That's first funny. 30 minutes because I was like, okay, like there was like a kill right away. And I was like, all right, cool. This is awesome. And then there was so much motherfucking dialogue. Oh, and then I fast forward until I found kills.
Mopey,
That's it.
Mopey,
I'm going to be real honest.
Okay.
He's just like,
because I was like, nope, and I just fast forward until I found kills.
Yeah.
So with what you just said, first of all, when I first saw Robert Englund, I was like, okay, this is going to be a good fucking movie.
And Tony and Todd. There's a lot of actors.
Yeah, cameos. Yeah. Robert
Englund
is Freddy
Krueger, yeah.
And Tony Todd is Candyman.
And he was the
voodoo
guy.
Okay.
And I felt just because you have Robert Englund in a movie doesn't make it good. But I was so excited. And then I said that the main character dude is fucking insufferable with his incel nice guy stuck in the friend zone bullshit.
But he's from Dodge, Duck, Dodge, and Dodge.
Don't give a shit. Dick.
Grandma,
oh, yeah, no, he's annoying as shit.
He's just so like, woe is me. I'm like, I love it when they're like leaving when they're leaving Bourbon Street and he's like, I don't care about any of this. I want to go like learn something. And I'm like, oh, you're so different from other dudes because you're not enjoying looking at
he's like,
hundreds
he's
of
he's not
tits.
Like other girls, Shut basically.
Up. Yeah.
Right. No,
yeah.
He's the male version of he's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the pick me guy. Pick
yes.
me.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
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 He's, with his t-shirt, but the long sleeves.
With his t-shirt.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He's
so
just,
early 2000s.
Yes, exactly.
And his like baggier pants.
Yes.
And no ass. Yeah.
His
yes.
greasy fucking black hair. Oh, all like terrible.
All beebered.
It's so bad.
Can I tell you? I don't
you know
even
what,
know anybody's
though?
Name in this movie. I don't know anybody.
I don't know that I recall. Yeah.
I don't care Janie. Because they do that stupid Janie's got a gun.
Janie's got a
no,
gun.
No, but for real. Why does she have a gun?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah, it's horrible.
Oh yeah, it's bad. But like,
you gotta love the effects.
Entertaining as fuck.
Oh my god, I love the gore. Yeah, so very much.
The gore was amazing.
Done very well.
It was great.
When the woman's head.
Yes.
Just ripped. It's like Beetlejuice kind of.
Right in the mouth. Oof.
Be cool if you could find
like
stills of that.
I have it recorded. I recorded it off the TV.
Perfect.
Because Ronnie fell asleep. And I was like, here's all you need to know about the movie. And I sent him three of my favorite kills, and that was it. Mm-hmm. He also fell asleep, Elaine, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I like the one kill with the icky director, quote-unquote director guy, when he twists his head and it just
– oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just breaks. Ew.
And then when he does finally get, like, the main guy on the ground and he vomits into
right
his
mouth.
Nope.
That's a big no.
With the two stupid girls, I hate them so much. I hate their dialogue. God. I hate them so much. But one of them says to another one at some point, she's like, your nipples are dumb.
You know, the dialogue, that was funny. The dialogue between them is like actually so stupid, but so funny because of that. It's like, wait, is this for fucking real right now?
Then the one girl, Janie, that's like, Janie's got a gun or whatever.
Yeah.
She's trying so hard to be so serious. And she's like, no, I'm in a movie. This probably is her first movie. Yeah. I don't really know. And she's like, no, I got to take this really serious. She's the only one's like, good acting, but it's not. It's so terrible. It's terrible.
Bad. It's still bad. So it's crazy. The one girl, like the one porn girl with the blonde hair, her face pissed me off in a very similar way that another face pissed me off. And I was like, whose fucking face is that? Like, I know her face, but she doesn't look like her. Who is that?
Your face is pissing me off in a similar way.
So I Googled her, and she's the little fucking bitch from Adam's Family Values. The Girl Scout.
No.
Bitch. Yes.
No way.
Oh, this familiar bitch.
From the camp.
Amazing.
And she's that blonde bitch.
I can see it now.
I'll play the victim. All your
life. Whole life.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's her.
My mind is blown.
I know.
I'm like, you see it now.
Yeah. Wow. I'm like, oh, that's unfortunate. This is where your acting career led you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But she pissed me off in a very similar way. And I was like, I know who that is.
Wow.
That leads me to a question, not that part, but how you were saying how the one chick is like trying to be serious. So like with Cabin Fever, we knew it was like a horror comedy, right?
Yeah.
Is Hatchet supposed to be like,
I think so.
Serious?
I don't think it is.
Oh, no. I thought you meant, is it supposed to be a horror comedy? I think it's not supposed to be serious.
Okay. Because there's no fucking way, right? Like, it's
no, there's no way.
Because it's even more outlandish. Like, it's like Cabin Fever at least kind of had a story, you know, and a set.
It's supposed to be a little scary and like there's an actual plot to it.
Right.
And,
I think it's just supposed to be the most like over the top, campy.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Okay.
Oh, and it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is. It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I made a note. I said on our last Little Horrors, I said that Mama was the worst, and I take it back. This is.
I take it
back. Yeah. This is significantly worse.
Mm-hmm.
I would still watch this movie all the time.
I would watch it.
I would too.
I would just
because
throw
it I think
because have it on.
Mama is like trying so hard to be so serious.
Oh, right,
so
Mama actually is
so fucked. Like, I would watch this again.
Yeah, because it's
I get
just
because it's funny
for
and
pure
and
entertainment.
Is good,
and the gore's good.
Yeah.
I have some facts about the budget and how it did.
Yes,
literally didn't
because I was curious.
Thing.
That's okay. I was just curious because I was like, wow, so many good movies have no gore when we want it, and then like $20 million budgets.
Yeah.
So like, what was the budget? The budget was $1.5 million.
Oh,
what?
Yeah,
that even surprised me. The camera quality is so
all
fucking horrendous.
So bad.
In this movie. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so all went to gore. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And how it did in the box office?
Oh.
$208,550.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh, it
bombed. Big time.
Oh no!
My God.
Yeah.
That's not even.
That's
a quarter.
So much money.
A quarter of less than books then, because 208 is half of the 0.5.
Oh, I thought you said 280. 208. Mm-hmm. Okay.
208, yeah.
Eek. Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Well,
that's did they like funny. Premiere this in theaters?
That's kind of what it looked like.
Okay. That surprises
They really
me.
Went for it.
They tried.
I would like to name this episode Your Nipples Are Dumb.
Your Nipples Are Dumb. I'm down.
Okay. Your Nipples Are Dumb. Yeah, it That's looks spooky. Like it premiered in theaters September 7th, 2000. This one's 2006, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This says 2007 was the release date, but I know that's not right.
Interesting. Hmm. Yeah, because everything I saw said 2006.
Yeah, and it is. I don't know why it's saying 2007.
Strange.
Yeah, anyway.
I pulled up a couple facts just to have, like, something. At least as far as the gore goes, there's no CGI. So, you know, I applaud them for that. That's pretty dope. The only CGI that was used was to remove on-screen wires and camera setups, which makes sense. I mean, they have to do that in, like, every movie, I feel.
Yeah. So,
understandable. And then, to, you know how, like, they give – we've talked about how they give, like, movies fake names before, like, it's released to, like, keep it under wraps, which I'm like, why are you trying to keep this under wraps?
It's not secret.
The name they gave it was The name they gave it was Love Rodeo.
Oh no.
Yeah.
What?
I hate that.
That's like a porn for sure.
I feel like Adam Green is the kind of man who listens to like Five Finger Death Punch and thinks he's like really,
really
cool and tough.
He wears tap out.
Tap out. Yeah.
And he's like, I saw tits today. It was a good day.
Titties. And he probably has like the balls hanging off of his trunk.
Oh my god, like, he does. And camo Crocs or something.
Yeah.
Oh god.
And that's like the vibe of this whole fucking movie.
That is.
And I just think it's hilarious. I just think it's so funny.
Adam, who is it?
Adam Green.
That's fucking funny. Like.
I know that's what I'm doing. Adam Green, director.
Like his name should be Kyle or something.
Oh, wow. Have you ever been more right?
Oh,
really?
Let's see. Oh, yeah. His hat is curved, too. We need to get that curve hat in the
God. Do you see the long hair with the trophy that he's holding?
I have to look him up now.
Is that him? Yeah, it is him.
Green.
So, anyway, I don't think you've ever been more right in your life.
For sure.
Yeah.
He's icky.
It's fucking funny. Yeah, this movie's horrible, but super entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that it's very obvious that they're on like a fucking closed ass set. Like it's maybe the size of like a normal like theater stage. They just keep running in circles in the same little swampy area.
And that's the terrible lighting that like clearly has like spotlights on them. But it's like, that's not how that would look at nighttime.
No.
There's also a part where they're on the boat and his friend, the dodgeball guy's friend that's with him. I don't remember anyone's name. He's the only one that has like breath coming out. No one else does.
Oh, that's strange. That's
so I was like, weird. I also asked Ronnie, I was like, what do you call that when your breath comes out? When it's cold. And he's like,
condensation? No, it's not condensation.
No, it's not condensation, though.
It's like sweat.
Vapor?
Yeah.
Vapor? Breath stuff? Vapor?
Yeah. Vapor.
But he's the only one that has that coming out.
That's strange.
And then remember the whole conversation they have towards the beginning, and she's like, talking about crabs or something, and then he sees when they're on the boat, she hits her scratch. Oh my god,
and he goes, Nope,
fuck.
Like, why is that needed here at all?
Yeah,
well, I love that girl's character because she's like, I went to NYU, even though she didn't,
and then she doesn't,
and she was like, I don't think Julia Roberts had to do this. And I'm like, sweetie, I don't think Julia Roberts was in porno before acting, like, that's not how it works. Something. You either choose to be in porn or you choose to be an actress. You don't do both.
I didn't know that she didn't actually go to NYU. I didn't even hear
that
part.
It's irrelevant.
It's like reviews later.
It was before she dies. It's like right before she dies.
Yeah. I was like, thank God we're not doing a full fucking episode on this movie because I can't.
Oh my God. Are you, no.
There's a reason why I picked it for
it's
the
not worth it.
I was like, this is perfect.
Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have anything to say. Like,
but it
we've said it all.
Right. And I did kind of want to touch on it because it is kind of like a cult classic franchise because there's several of them. Mm-hmm. So like they are big, like in the horror world purely for the gore. And I think everyone knows how fucking horrible they are.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Worst.
It's worth to speak on at least.
Yeah.
There's also a part like towards the beginning when they're in the store and the girls are like making out and their tits are out, but then they're just like standing there and then you realize, oh, they're like 2 feet away from them and no one says anything about the men that just walked in the store. No. And these girls are still
performing.
Or also, like, it's I don't think you can do that in
a
shop.
I don't think you can just do that.
Just out and about.
And then they like hate each other. Like, it's just
it's so weird.
Bad. It's so bad.
And then can we talk about the tour guide?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
He's like fake accent.
Oh,
he goes back
fucking,
and forth.
Water boy accent? Oh my God.
He does that. And then so
he has a water.
I don't know. He switches fake. And then pretends to like not really be able to speak English well, but then he like switches up and
then
it
reveals later on that he is like American. Like
right.
He has
all of it
an
was
American
fake.
Accent.
Yeah.
Like he just has been faking 5 different accents the whole fucking time. And it's like, what is the point in this? Why?
Yeah.
What's happening here? It's so strange.
Not a fan.
No. Yeah.
But the kills are great.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, the gore is
fantastic.
Wonderful.
And you know,
I
feel like
going for it.
I feel like the story with Victor Crowley, mm-hmm. even though it doesn't really make sense, it could go somewhere. I feel
like
it could
have been done well.
Yeah,
that's
it could
like
be adapted into like a good
one, I think,
movie.
Is, or fifth one or something is called Victor Crowley.
Yeah,
that is correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And another movie called Frozen.
He's done
there
quite
was
a
another,
few, but they're
yeah, there's,
I've never heard of them.
Movies.
Frozen.
They're all like B horror.
D.
Frozen is pretty good. I didn't know that was Adam Green. That's the one where they get stuck on the chairlift. Have you not seen that?
I don't think I ever saw that.
We could do that one for our winter
about.
Little horrors.
Yeah.
December, January or something.
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, it's not like that good, but
better than this. Yeah. Yeah. Also, Victor Crowley himself,
mm-hmm.
his get up.
Oh.
Could have been really good, and it just wasn't.
It just wasn't.
He looked like Sloth.
Sloth. Mm-hmm, that's,
he did look like Sloth.
The Goonies.
Mm-hmm.
But like mixed with the fly, with Brundlefly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. With his like eyes,
mm-hmm.
like
but
yeah,
it just,
his like spine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it was just so stiff, like it was so clearly not. It just wasn't believable, even kind of sorta.
Right.
But I don't know. I just feel like they could have done something pretty cool with it, and they just chose not to. I think
they chose to go this route instead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How unfortunate.
Yeah,
it is. Isn't it?
Too much for him, so you know.
Yeah.
You know,
$200,000.
I know, that's crazy.
Can't even buy you a house in Colorado with that, so.
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
Get some Mm-mm. gas.
I can't get
yeah,
some
right.
gas.
You can fill up like 3 times.
Yeah.
I am, I do like that it's not a happy ending mm-hmm. in the movie.
Oh,
I
yeah,
like
I did like that.
Dies.
I liked the mm-hmm. arm. Because
yeah,
I was like, no
trickster.
Fucking way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But
so
then it just
cool.
like ends.
It just ends.
Oh, yeah, just it's credits. It's like,
done.
Oh, shit.
I was like, oh, okay.
Are they right out of time?
Done. Yeah. Our budget's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love when you can tell that in, like, really bad movies like this. Like,
it's
oh,
done.
Okay, yeah,
it's over.
Ran out of money.
Yeah.
And I do, the only other thing is I kind of wish we would have seen more of Robert Englund. I get it's,
yeah.
it's just a cameo. And Tony Todd, too. I feel like they Tony Todd
yeah.
could have been, like, the tour guide,
think,
and that would have been
really
I think
really he cool. might be in the second one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I
love Tony
be.
Todd.
I was offended that they killed Robert Englund off-screen.
I know.
I he deserved an on-screen death.
Yeah.
And, like, all the others were on-screen, so, like, why couldn't his be?
The
but
jump
it was
to conclusion
to
Matt guy was on-screen.
Yes! Yeah, oh, yeah, from Office Space.
From Office Space.
Oh, wait, so did the tour guide get away?
Oh, I don't know. Do we see him
no.
die?
Yeah,
he's in the second
yeah,
one.
He gets his head cut off with the shovel.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
And then he stakes
right.
the porn
yeah.
star bitch's body onto the shovel.
The shovel.
Yes, that's
mm-hmm.
right. He's in the second one?
He's in the second one.
Oh, that's weird.
Maybe it's a prequel?
Maybe. And Danielle Harris is in it, too, who plays Wanda.
Oh, gosh. She's in bad horror movies, too. Heck? That's funny.
What's her name?
Danielle Harris.
Danielle Harris.
Who's
in the Rob Zombie Halloween?
She was the Annie. Oh, yeah.
She's been in other shit, too.
But yeah, overall, this movie is fucking awful.
Horrible.
But I found it very entertaining, and I will watch it again.
I would watch it again.
It's
hilarious.
I won't willingly watch it again.
Because I won't.
That's fair.
Even though I said Mama is, like, this is worse than Mama, I still wouldn't watch Mama again because it's trying too hard.
Like we've talked before,
I don't like when shit tries too hard.
And I feel like this one knew that they sucked.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like no one was actually proud of this movie.
I hope not.
If they were, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. I misread the whole room.
I would only watch it again if it was free. Like, I would not pay to watch it.
Yeah. 100%. Yes.
Yeah.
If it were, yes. Yes.
And it was
I feel like it's the perfect, like, movie to watch where, like, drinks are involved and you have a shitload of snacks and you can play, like, a really awful drinking game.
It's, like, on a background.
Take a shot every time the tour guide switches.
Or there's tits.
Yeah.
Or
there's
tits. You'll be wasted by the end.
You'll be wasted by 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'd love the movie.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you'd love the movie.
And I could see, it's appropriate for that kind of setting. Right. But not if you're wanting to, like,
actually watch, like, a good.
And, like,
or yeah,
a thought-provoking horror movie. Yeah,
no. A good horror movie.
Yeah,
and if you're like, I want to watch a, I don't know.
No,
it's just not scary.
No. I'm not here for it.
All right, well, that's it, you guys. Go watch Hatchet if you haven't already. You probably should have already. We didn't do a spoiler disclaimer.
Oh. Well, it's not that big of a deal.
We didn't spoil a whole lot.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Cool.
Create your own Hatchet drinking game.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I'd be so down to make, like, a horror board game.
Ooh.
Yeah, same.
Type thing. I think that would be fun.
It would be.
Board game or, like, a type of drinking game thing?
Both.
Party game?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Hmm.
All right. Well, love you guys. We will be back in a few days, I'm assuming, with a real episode.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I hope we're back.
I don't know where time frame wise,
right?
You know how soon we'll be back, but we'll
talk to you soon
on
TTYLXOX
on IK
Gossip Girl
YWDLS
IKWYDLS.
Yep.
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 106.6
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.